Hello and welcome to Kinks and Drinks again. Can anybody hear me? I am hoping that it works now. I am really, really hoping. Can anybody hear me? Anybody? I am hoping. Yes. Yay. We're working now. I had to restart the show. So this is going to be a fiasco. So anyway, hopefully you had some chances to read what I had sent already. I would love to know any questions that you all have about this topic, or if the person that didn't request this topic is not here and you all have something else you would love to talk about, guess what? We can do whatever. This show has already started off quite eventful, so we can do whatever we want at this point. But I am all about the femme fatale tonight and the man-eater. I am going to go back over the drinks. If you don't mind, this drink tonight is called a man-eater, and it is delicious. Oh my God, it's like drinking a dessert with a bunch of alcohol in it. So that makes it a lot of fun. But it is 2 ounces of Ciroc Ultra Premium French Grape Vodka. It's 1 ounce of Godiva chocolate liqueur, 1 ounce of cream, 1/4 cup of pureed plums, ice cubes, and you garnish it with whipped cream, plum slices, and edible glitter. Makes it just so delightful. And you just put that in a shaker, and you put in the spirits and all of the liquid stuff, the cream and the puree plums, and you give it a vigorous shake until it's good and cold. And then you strain over ice in a rocks glass. And there you go. It's really, really good. So anyway, we have been talking about, yes, Mott, cheers to you too. Demi owns me, although you're supposed to be standing in the corner, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, yes. Oh, Jeannie, welcome. I'm glad you could hear too. We were having a little bit of some technical difficulties earlier. And if anybody wants to take credit for this suggestion, which is the femme fatale, why we like good bad boys and bad girls, I would love to know who sent it in. If you want to stay anonymous, that's fine too. But we are going to basically get right into what it is about this attraction. And from what I know of it, from what I have read, it has a lot of different things associated with it. A lot of it is the attraction of the antisocial factors and the rebellious nature. But you know what one of the big ones is that you're driven to fix that bad person. And I'm going to tell you right now, that never works out good. That's always a losing proposition. Yes, I know, Jeannie. I had to completely punt from my end zone and start all over. But back to this. It's also got a philia name. And let me find that right quick so we can share that. It's hybristophilia, I think is what it is. Give me just a second and I'll tell you. But that is the attraction to somebody antisocial, bad, socially unacceptable, the bad boy, the bad girl, the femme fatale. That one bad apple in the bunch. Oh, thank you, Maude. I appreciate that. Okay. Yes, it is called. Let me check here again. Hybristophilia. And that's a mouthful. And if you got a bad boy, you're going to have a mouthful anyway. So that makes it fun. So now, mouthful bad boy. Yes, it certainly can be. Now, the phrase femme fatale is actually something from the French. Huh, go figure, huh? And it depends on the type of bad boy, the toxic guy type or the drama king. Ain't for me. I don't blame you there, Jeannie. Not even. All right. On the search that I just did, the name femme fatale, the term originates from the French phrase femme fatale, which means deadly woman or lethal woman. That sounds a nice ring to it, doesn't it? A femme fatale tries to achieve her hidden purpose by using feminine wiles. Of course we do. Such as beauty, charm, and sexual allure. In many cases, her attitude towards sexuality is lackadaisical, intriguing, or frivolous. That sounds like a lot of us mistresses now, doesn't it? Oh, Demi, Demi's owned. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be in the corner. I am pretty sure that's how that works. You like those words, huh, Mott? Well, guess what? I do too. And now we're going to delve into why guys think that femme fatales are so attractive. Most guys are drawn to the femme fatale because she has a quiet confidence and is always elegant. I'm kind of drawn to them too, by the sounds of it. When she slinks into a room, she's impeccably dressed and looks sure of herself. Classic femme fatales include actresses in noir films like Ava Gardner. Well, yeah. And Mata Hari and a couple of the older ones. Yeah, I would even think that Alexandria back in the day was a femme fatale because she definitely had many, many, many men under her thumb. And now, for those of you that want to know how to be a femme fatale, well, first off, you have to be confident. You have to be ready to take on the world in your skin. Number two, you have to be a fashion person. You have to understand fashion because what you're doing is using fashion to lure your next victim. Oh, and you, number three, you always, always have to put yourself first. You pretty much have to become kind of narcissistic, I would think. But, you know, beauty has its privileges. You should be number one, don't you think? An example of putting yourself first is, well, the focus is always on you. When you walk into a room, you want all eyes on you. Thus, the other things that I've already mentioned, you being comfortable, confident, and dressed to the nines. Number two, another thing, is to be independent. You cannot be codependent. You cannot have somebody that you're going to depend on. They have to see you as the uber independent woman or uber independent sissy. If you're going to be a sissy femme fatale, that could be fun too. Just not for me, because I am going to be the fatale if anybody is. This one is a fun one. Ah, sissy femme fatale. You got it, Tina Aaron. You do. You rock it, girl. This is not a number. It's just the next one. Be confident about the power you have. So much fun to have that power, isn't it, girls? You know what I'm talking about. When you look at a man and you give him that look, maybe right after you take a drink, you lick those lips, and he is captivated from that point on, you pretty much can own him. If you notice that everyone is looking at you, don't doubt yourself. Congratulate yourself. You've single-handedly managed to steal the show just by walking in. I'm going to add a little bit of something to the fashion, too. Accessorize. You have to have the whole look. The dress, the stockings, the shoes. Oh, yeah, that looks great. But put some frosting on that neck. Put some frosting on those wrists and on those fingers. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Show them that you are in complete control of your fashion sense. And, you know, a good femme fatale most likely has a jeweler that she has got under her control as well. And if you don't, well, then you need to. Yes, Mott, gotta smell good too. Yeah, it wouldn't do much good to come in straight out off of riding the horses or something and smell like a big turd. We don't want that. No, you're exactly going to find that perfect perfume that just makes you you. There are so many choices, and I love that. I'm glad that you added that, the smell good, because it is very important for any woman. You always want to, when you walk up to somebody, you want all of their senses tantalized and tickleized and all that. Oh, Jeannie, it really depends on your body chemistry. You almost have to try them out to make sure that they're going to smell good on you. I wear two. There's two different ones I wear depending on my mood. I wear Coco Chanel. That's my signature. I love Coco Chanel. And I also enjoy Estee Lauder's Passion. That one has a really good fragrance to it, too. Both of the ones that I wear are very, very feminine. They're very, I would have to say more of a floral scenting perfume. I do not wear a lot of the earth tones or the unisex. I want to smell like a girl. So I definitely go for the ones that are, they've got that more feminine potency to it. The next thing for being a fatale. Oh, I like the classic number 5 as well, Tina Aaron, but I am a Coco girl. I love that Coco Chanel. It's just something about it. But yes, the classic number 5 is a very, very good perfume. Very good. And I have a friend that actually makes oil-based perfumes that are really, really, really good. And I wear some of them sometimes too. But she is not a manufacturer of them. She just makes them for her friends and herself. And they're lovely as well. All right, the next one. I just mentioned that putting the frosting on the cake. You know, them diamonds, that jewelry, that pretty stuff. Well, the next one is act expensive. So everyone treats you like a star. As for your signature drink, oh, somebody's on my page. Yes, we got to have a signature drink and a signature perfume, and you have to have that jewelry. As for your signature drink, with conviction, because you know what you want and expect it. For example, instead of waiting for a bartender's attention, announce, I will be having the man-eater, thank you. Yeah, and of course, one of the things about taunting with feminine wiles is play hard to get. Make them chase you. Make them think that you're not interested. There's nothing that gets a man's goat faster than for him to think that he is not getting your attention. Especially after you give him that little smile, that little lick your lips right after you take the drink. Look at him from across the bar. And then don't give him anything else and make him beg. This one I believe all women should do, not just femme fatales. This is something that women should adopt no matter what. This is just one of those things. Carry yourself with confidence, poise, and grace. That's not just a femme fatale thing. That is a elegant woman. That is a feminine thing. Mott, it's not the thrill of the kill, it's the chance. Oh, is it now? Yes, Jeannie, if you want to be a femme fatale, you don't wait for the bartender. You just go ahead and tell him what you want, and you don't worry about who's in line. That's their problem, not yours. I'm glad you like my advice, Mott. Okay. Here's another thing. This is not just a femme fatale thing. This is a thing for women. You know, the confidence was mentioned in the last thing. But show off your intelligence. Don't be afraid. Don't be the dumb bimbo. Show them that you have some substance to you. Show them that you can actually carry a conversation with them. Show them that You might be even a little bit smarter than them if you want to be the fatale, because that will intimidate a man quickly. And once you start getting him intimidated, oh, ownership is just the next step away, sweeties. That is the sapio in me. I am a sapiosexual, just so everybody knows. I do believe that the intelligence is a keystone for being a confident woman, maybe. You don't necessarily have to be a dominant woman to be smart or sapiosexual. You just have to be confident in yourself. Angel Nova by Mugler. I am always open to new perfumes, Tina Aaron. So I am always about that. So I might have to take a look at that. Like I said, just because I have two signatures does not mean that I am not looking for something else. I think I fit this group. And, you know, it's kind of fun for women to just keep things fun with your marvelous sense of humor. Wit. Wit wins men. Hey, Cassandra. How are you? I hope you're doing wonderful. We're talking about femme fatales and why we are attracted to the bad boys and the bad girls. Hybristophilia, also known as the attraction to the bad, the somewhat naughty, and the social outcast. All right. But sense of humor. Nobody likes somebody that can't laugh. That is a huge turnoff. A prude cannot be any further away from being a femme fatale. You can't be a femme fatale and be a prude. Can't be done. It is just not going to work. So, now, what's next? Be unpredictable. That's another thing just for the ladies and for anybody that is a sissy that's aspiring to be more feminine. All these things are really, really good tips. And the unpredictability of a woman is very, very attractive to most men. And if it's not, he's not the man for you anyway, because he's a prude and probably does not care about your well-being a bit. So that's just one girl's opinion on that. Life coach, yeah. I'm probably not your best life coach. Yeah, because my idea of life coaching is have another drink and pack another bowl. Oh, this is fun. This is just adding spice to your life. Show up in unusual places. Pick a place with that's dimly lit and help maintain the dark, mysterious image that you have created. You can find a place you like, but mix it up. Mix up your haunts. Don't go to the same place all the time. Just kind of show up and be the unexpected guest. Now, I'm not telling you to crash parties, although as a girl, you can pretty much do that. As a guy, not so much. You might end up like some of those blogs on the blog train. Stay mysterious. That's another fun one just for the girls. You know, be a mysterious. Yes, I had to refer to it, Jeannie. I'm sorry. There was just some really good punishments, if you will, for the party crashers. Demi owns me. I believe you're supposed to still be in the corner. I'm just saying. Am I going to have to report to Demi how you're not in the corner? I'm pretty sure that's where she wants you. I know that's where I want you. Okay. That's pretty much the things for being the fatale. Now, let's dive into more of why even women are attracted to femme fatales. Oh, I am. I'm sorry, Demi owns me. I have got the wrong person. I do apologize. Yes, I had somebody confused. You got a very similar name, and I do apologize. Welcome, and thank you for your input too, by the way. Nope, no corner for Demi owns me. He is good. That was on me. It's been kind of one of those shows to where everything started off in the wrong place, and well, Mott, I can send you to the corner whenever. Yes, you can come out of the corner. You're not supposed to be in the corner. It's somebody else. I do apologize. So, why do you all think that if you're attracted to somebody that's marked as socially bad or is known as a bad boy or a bad girl, why do you think you're attracted to them? What is it that makes you say, that's my type? Anybody? I can give you why I like the bad boys. I lived at one point in between Orlando and Tampa. And one of the places, one of my haunts, as they called it in the femme fatale, was a little club. And it was right down the street from one of the MC clubs. And there was just something about those bad, them one percenters. They're just real manly, and I just had a thing for them. Club Harlequin. Uh-oh, I gotta see this, Tina. Oh yes, I love her, by the way. She is probably my favorite of the, I don't know, is it Marvel or DC Comics? I don't know which one it is, but she is one of my favorites. DC, thank you. Yes, Harlequin is, oh, she just is the epitome of a bad girl, isn't she? So, I have got this thing for bikers, one thing. My ex is a Marine. And, a lot of people think that they're heroes and good and all that. Well, my experience with the Marine Corps is most of those guys are bad boys. That's why they joined the Marines, because they want to be the most macho, the toughest, and all that. So I do have a type. And where I'm at right now, there's not a whole lot of bikers, but there are some really badass cowboys up here. Macho is machismo. Yes, Mott. Bad girl and CZ. Yeah. She is. There's something about her, though. Again, the confidence. Her style is not overly elegant, though. You can't put her in that. Some of them are. But you know what? Most of the air fighter pilots, they kind of have a bad boy image, but they're so clean cut and they are so Captain America-ish that even with the attitudes that they have, I just can't get to the point of them being bad boys. And I personally was in the Air Force and I dealt with their egos quite a bit. And a lot of them, I can't let them call themselves a bad boy because they were too whiny when they weren't getting their way. So, no, you might find them, Tina Aaron. You might find them to be that bad boy, sexy type that you like, because we all have a type, and we all kind of gravitate towards that type. And if that's something that you think is sexy, by all means, I have no issue with that. Commandant Krista said, "No flying for you." Oh, interesting. The ego's whiny, whilst assertive and pushy equals bad boy. Okay, I can go for that, Jeannie. I guess my thing is I saw the other side because I had to talk to them after they had like issues, and I didn't get to see the bad boy side of them too much. I saw the little boy side of them more than I did the bad boy. So yeah, but I never saw the inferior or weak side of a biker. They're always just the best way to put it, they're dicks. They're just dicks. And well, that can be exciting in its own. Just having a guy that's, he's just don't care what society thinks. I love that. Dick on a bike. Yep. Yep. No, they don't. That's not true. Pharmacists have the best weed, just so you know. And nerds. Nerds that know how to do the growing, they have the best weed. Bikers do not. Bikers get their weed from the people that have the really good stuff, by the way. So just saying. The ones that actually, yeah, if you're looking for that, that's a different topic, and we'll just kind of graze over that, Mott. We're not going to get started on that. Jeannie, the piercing of the veil. Yeah. But so. Excuse me. So Tina, you kind of like the flyboys, I'm guessing. You kind of made that kind of out there. And does anybody else, Cassandra, I would love to know what you think is a bad boy or what your type is. Oh, you don't have to participate a whole lot, but I would love to know what your type is. That's kind of fun. And Tina, if flyboys are not your only type, oh, I would love. Oh. Ooh. So you're more of the femme fatale type. I like that, Tina. You're like me. Oh, and just so you know, I do like the guys. I am bisexual, but I've had my eye on a cowgirl out here. I'll let you all in on that little secret though. And she's kind of a badass too. And I like that. But no, it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. I'm just curious of what your type is. I don't care if it's male or female. I have, like I said, I have a type for men, and then I have a type for girls too. Actually, women are a bigger, broader brush because I like a whole lot more different kinds of women than I do men. Men, there's just a little narrow swath that I like. Whereas with women, and I'm kind of, I guess you would call me not bisexual, but trisexual, because I also love the transgender, the sissies, and all of that too. I pretty much do not ever put myself in a box sexually, except for, like I said, the guys. Guys, I'm kind of, there's only a couple that I kind of jump that direction with. My bad boy, femme fatale type, is the Don Quixote type. Oh! Is it anybody with intense convictions, a skewed sense of reality, and the balls to just jump right out there gets me. I like that, Jeannie. I have to agree, Addie. Women are just, we are just much more fun to play with. And I bet I could hit Jeannie's hot button, but I'm not going to. And Jeannie, you know exactly what that hot button is, girl. Well, you know, and see, that's why we all have a type, Tina. What's good for you is not always good for me. Oh, she blushed. I love it. And she has such an adorable blush. Hey, that's fun, Mott, to have a type that's jokers. And I know you live to laugh. I know. So, now, my question is, because I kept telling Demi owns me to go to the corner, did you leave? Did you leave me? Nope. Okay, good. Good. I was starting to get a little worried. I am going to push this show out an extra probably 10 minutes because we had that unbelievable, horrible fiasco at the beginning. And then that way it gets the show closer to an hour that I'm going to post. And I am going to throw away that other one and not even act, we're just going to act like it never happened. I am so glad you're still here, Demi owns me. So, any questions on this topic? No? Now, I do want to bring up something that is completely unrelated, although she could be a femme fatale. She is an extremely sexy woman, a lot of fun, and I want to promote her. Miss Audrey is your Mistress of the Month this month. Give her some love. If nothing else, just send her an email and tell her that congratulations and whatever. But if you can, you know, give her some love. She deserves it. Mistress of the Month is a big deal. So, and also, give the women of Femdom Friday some love. Join that show every week, too. I tell you, there are more than one femme fatale in that group. Yes, Jeannie, she is. She's a sweetheart, and she is sexy. Is femme fatale, is it frequent? I'm not sure what you're asking, Tina. I believe that a femme fatale is not something that she puts on and goes and does every once in a while. A femme fatale is, she is that all the time. That is her. That is what she is. And I don't think she could be anything else without changing who she is. I mean, are there a lot of femme fatales, or is this rare? I think that I would say that they are like the bikers. They're more of a rare breed. They're out there, but I don't think that they're very common because our society really, really, they're scared of them. A strong woman in our society scares the pants, let's rephrase that. Just scares the elites, let's call them, or the social norms. So I don't know that they're all that common. I think they're more common in certain places like California, Hollywood area, LA. I think you get into New York, you're going to find them. I think bigger markets, you'll find them. I think a lot of mistresses could fall under that, just because what I read off earlier fits a lot of us. And the other part of being a femme fatale is the fact that you are looking to, I know this is going to sound horrible, but most femme fatales are looking, they're like that wild cat that is out to prey on their victims. They're looking for somebody to take advantage of, or somebody that they can get something from. And I don't say that that's a bad thing, but it can be frowned upon, especially in social norms. Does that answer your question? Well, thank you, Mott. I'm glad you approved. Now, let's dive into the ones that go for the bad boy or the bad girl, and they do it for a completely other reason. They're attracted to them, but they're attracted to them because they have this uncontrollable need to try to fix them. Jeannie had a, where is it? Did I miss her question? Oh, how do you play with these bad types and keep yourself safe? Ooh, that is a kind of an enigma. I don't have a good answer for that, Jeannie, because a lot of times that can be a toxic relationship. It really can. When you start talking about the femme fatales and the bad boy types like the bikers or those that are just known as the social outcast or whatever, you have to be careful. But I am not going to say that it can't work, because I have a couple of girlfriends that did marry the bad boy, and the bad boy is still a bad boy, but they make it work because here's the thing. If you are a good girl or a good woman, not saying good as in goody two-shoes, but you're a good woman. He will treat you good, even if he is a bad boy. Now, that's not 100% because there are going to be some bad boys that are just, they're womanizers. They don't want anything but to own you or to use you. So you're going to get that. Same thing happens with the femme fatales. Guys get involved with them and they're there to get something from them. So it is knowing what you're after, knowing what your type is, and knowing how to manage your safety first and foremost. Thank you, Tina, for bringing that up because I completely missed that question. And thank you for asking that question, Jeannie. Hopefully that answers your question. I know it's kind of vague. It was almost like a politician answering you. Now, hopefully nobody here has the hots for politicians. Because I want to have to put them in a completely different group of people. So, anybody else have any good questions? I love answering questions. Because I am kind of opinionated, by the way. No. So, where am I? Is Mott a bad boy? No. Mott is not a bad boy. He might think he is, but he's not. Exactly, Demi owns me. You cannot change others. You can only change yourself. That is very true. You're going to work on that? Okay. Okay. A couple of other little things. If you all have a topic that you would like to discuss, have me discuss, play with, whatever, I would love to hear from you. And give me just a second and I will post where you can do that. I actually have a form that you can fill out and let me know what you would like to talk about. Because believe me, I do love input. And does anybody know who asked for this topic tonight? My form that they filled out did not have a place for them to be able to take credit for it. And I do love giving credit to whoever decides that they want to participate enough to give me a topic to play with. But the old form did not allow that. This is a new form that we have here. And it's super easy. You just type in a box what you want. And if you want anonymous person, okay, yeah, that's what it was. And that's fine. I have no problem with anonymity. So you do not have to fill that part out. But I do request as many topics as you all can come up with. And if you read that, it doesn't have to be, you know, your basic fetish. If you have something else you want to talk about, let me know. And we will dive into it and have fun with it. That is what this is all about. This is about connecting, having fun, and maybe even learning something in the process. I do love learning. And I did learn a little bit about the femme fatale and the bad boy and bad girl. So that is something that we can work on. If that's something you want to do, just let me know. Let's talk about that cowgirl of yours. Maybe another show, Maude. We have done pushed this one to the limits of me divulging my sexual interest at this point. Sing the bad boys. You don't want me singing, Tina. You really don't. You really do not want me to sing. I promise you, you do not want that. I sound like taking two cats and tying their tails together and throwing them over a clothesline. That's what I sound like when I sing. Oh, thank you, Demi Owns Me. I appreciate that. I try to make it as fun as possible. And you too, Cassandra. I think you would sing really well. The best singers have soul, and you, my dear, have plenty of soul. Oh, trust me. I love to sing. Don't get me wrong, but I am not very good at it. I do not have a singing voice. That is why I play drums, because there are very few drummers in a band that sing. So. But anyway, I would love input. And even if you want to put input and don't even show up to the show, that's fine. Phil Collins, LeVon Helms, Peter Criss, Don Henley. You can put him in that group as well. The lead singer to Godsmack, he is a drummer, but he usually has a drummer go out on tour, but he does all the tracks. Dave Grohl, yes. So there are some. I like the pretty little drummer in Skillet. She does not sing a whole lot. She does do some backup vocals, but she's not, you know, that. Oh, and Miss Krista, yeah. Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Is that what you wanted? Huh? There you go. I did it. Well, this has been a lot of fun. And this has been Kinks and Drinks with Miss Krista. You can find me every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, unless Podbean decides to be a complete and total asshat like it was tonight. And then it may start a little bit later. And you can also get the recap. You can listen to it afterwards on your favorite podcast platforms. And you can also find a recap of this show with my drink of the night and this recording on my site. If you go to phonesexfetishblog.com, and there is a Kinks for Drinks tab. You click on that tab, and all of my previous episodes are already there, and usually this one will be there around Monday. I try to get it up on Sunday, but sometimes I don't, so it is almost always there by Monday, but you can also find it in your other places that you would look for podcasts. Thank you very much. This has been a lot of fun. Next week's topic is toys. More particularly, the male versions of controllable toys like the Fleshlight, the Max, and a couple of others that I will be bringing to the show to play with. Of course, you know, with me, it's going to be a Lovince-centric show, most likely, but I will discuss any toy that you have in mind that you think that would be fun. Solace, that's another fun toy. But anyway, if you have a particular toy you would like to know more about, either put it in the request on my request tab, or just email me and I will research that toy if I don't know anything about it, because I am always looking for more excitement when it comes to the toy part of life. Thank you again. You all have been awesome. Thank you for dealing with my technical issues earlier and finding me. You all are awesome. Thank you. Good night, everybody. See you next week. See you next Friday on FemDom Fridays as well. And don't forget, Miss Audrey is your mistress of the month. Bye-bye.